Good morning, everybody. It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez. Christine, great to see you.
Nice to see you too, Esteban. Thanks for having us today.
It's my pleasure. I know we have another water conservation superstar today, so I'm very excited at your guest today and to continue the wonderful conversations you've been having these past few weeks. So we'll turn it over to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Esteban, and thanks everyone for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. Today we do have a very special guest, and he's not quite in the studio because he's actually far away, but thanks to technology, we're able to zoom him in. And so we have Doug Pichard. Doug, gosh, I couldn't even start to tell our listeners about you. I'm going to let you kind of cover some of your highlights, but I will say, Doug Pichard was a Water Conservation Committee member for quite some time, about 10, 12 years maybe before, right before I came to the city. And he was one of the first to sort of take me under his wing and show me the ropes and catch me up real quick, as you know, on things that we could work on, things that we had done that were successful, not successful. I feel like my relationship with you, Doug, has really just helped me elevate the work that we do here in the city of Santa Fe. And personally, I feel like you've just moved me so quickly, so far ahead. And so I'm just so grateful for your continued mentorship and all of the work that you do on behalf of the city of Santa Fe. So thank you for being our guest today.
Well, thank you, Christine and Stefan, for having me on the show today. It's always wonderful to talk to you and, catch up on what's going on in the city. And thank you for that wonderful introduction. Yes, I was on the Water Conservation Committee, had a rainwater, gray water, advanced black water company there in the city for almost 2 decades. So did lots of installation work. I was really happy to serve on the Water Conservation Committee, wrote articles in the New Mexican, really an advocate for water reuse. And thanks to you and your open-mindedness, was able to get the Next Generation Water Summit kicked off with your support and blessings and actual involvement in helping us craft the agenda and the event every year. So thank you. Thank you. The event would never be possible without your support. So thank you very much.
So the last few weeks we've been talking about the Next Generation Water Summit. We had Mike Kalignan on the show a couple of weeks ago. We had Glenn Schiffbauer on the show. And so we've talked a little bit about the keynotes and the agenda, the fact that we want everybody to go to the website nextgenerationwatersummit.com. As part of the city sponsorship, if you are a city or county resident, you can attend the event virtually, free of charge, but we encourage you to join us in person. The venue is the Roundhouse. It was such a great space last year. And so before we begin, just please go to the website, get registered, and learn more about the event that's coming up here shortly. A few more weeks, it feels like.
Yeah. So again, just nextgenerationwatersummit.com will get you to the site. It's June 5th and 6th. It is quickly approaching. We do have a full agenda, and I'm really excited. Every year people say, how can you improve the, from the previous year? And every year we seem to pull it off of having even a stronger agenda with a lot of people coming from out of town to not only present, but network and actually work on projects while they're here. So I'm again very excited about this year's event. And I think if people go to the nextgenerationwatersummit.com and look at some of our topics, they'll be amazed at some of the speakers, but also the topics they'll be able to listen to either in person or they'll be able to do virtually, or they'll be able to listen to them post-event, because that's the nice thing about doing a virtual hybrid event is we record every session. So it's available for 30, 60 days after the event.
Right. So when Mike was on the show, I feel like each of you on the next gen, the Next Generation Water Summit board, each of you has a different role. Mike is really working on the platform. Again, it's VFairs. We've used it for many years now. It's been a really great platform for us. Again, mostly because it records each session and makes it available for 30 days after the event. And then Glenn, was very involved on the marketing end and, helping us with sponsorships. But your focus, which I think is the most interesting, is you kind of have this amazing network of colleagues across the nation, even internationally, that are experts in this field. And so it's your job behind the scenes to really think about the theme and think about what speakers, can come and support that. And more importantly, I think you're also thinking about the city of Santa Fe and our program and places that we want to move towards, people we want to learn from. And so I feel like the agenda is crafted so carefully to really promote the interests of the program. So let's talk a little bit about the theme, how that came about and where you feel the agenda is headed this year.
Well, it's every year, it's just lifting the curtain on the process. It's sort of an amazing process because unlike most conferences that send out a email blast of send us your proposals for presentations, we actually do it backwards. We have a committee, which you're on, and that's probably seven people now. We get together and talk about last year's event. We talk about the current state of the water. And this actually occurs in October. So this October, we'll be having this meeting and we start the discussion about what are the key themes. We all reach out to our colleagues in the industry and sort of come back with some ideas. Then we have some brainstorming sessions between October and November to try and get the theme all done by December. At the same time at reaching out, we're also talking to people in the industry and they're giving us ideas of presentations. So it's a sort of a very multi-pronged approach that all comes together in the December-January timeframe, where we agree and vote on a theme that we think is going to be pertinent for New Mexico and just as a theme overall. And then we start filling in the agenda based on some of the people we've already talked to in the October-November. But we really start aggressively in the January-February filling out the theme. The presentations that match the theme, because the theme really is a guiding principle for the presentations. There are some presentations, like there'll be a presentation on our on-demand platform, the history of water in New Mexico. And I think that will probably be on our platform every year. It's a great presentation that was done last year as a live presentation, and the platform allows us to put those recorded presentations up. I think that history of New Mexico water is really a very valuable presentation that everybody should see. But it really is, by the time we get to now, April, the agenda is pretty much set. If you look at the agenda on the website, you'll see that it's pretty much done. We're still working some logistics issues, but all the topics sort of try to get to that future view of water, because that's really the focus of the summit. It is the next generation. So we're trying to look into the future and pick topics that are going to be of interest to New Mexico, Santa Fe, that revolve around that topic.
So again, for our listeners, the theme of the conference this year, I don't want to read it wrong. You've got
I'll get it. Increasing resilience in an unpredictable climate. And we picked that theme prior to the election.
it. So we have been talking a little bit about the agenda. We have the keynotes. We've got the agenda filling out both for the national track and the New Mexico Day. Again, we are encouraging our listeners to jump on the website today, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Register to attend virtually, free of charge, or please join us in person for a small fee. It's just a great opportunity to bring community together to talk about all of these issues that are on the top of all of our minds. So we're going to take a short break right now, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Doug Pritchard, and we're going to talk more about the Next Generation Water Summit.
Water is life, and the future of water is in our hands. Join us for the 8th Annual Next Generation Water Summit, happening June 5th and 6th at the New Mexico State Capitol Building. This premier event brings together leaders, innovators, builders, and everyday citizens to explore solutions that make our communities more resilient in the face of climate change. This year's focus is climate resilience, and it's more than a buzzword. It's about preparing our homes, our cities, and our ecosystems for a future where every drop counts. From cutting-edge technologies and smart building strategies to water conservation, equity and infrastructure, and sustainable land use planning, this summit covers it all. Whether you're in construction, design, policy, education, or simply passionate about protecting our environment, the Next Generation Water Summit is your opportunity to connect, learn, and lead. Registration is now open at nextgenerationwatersummit.com. That's nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Join the movement, shape the future, be part of the solution.
We now return to Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez and Doug Pichard.
Thanks again, everyone, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe, where we're talking about the Next Generation Water Summit. So, Doug, you know, the agenda is really shaping up to be really exciting. I mean, there's so many names on there that I think, you know, professionally I follow. I'm just super excited about the way this is shaping up this year. So let's kind of talk briefly about some of the highlights that you feel would be of interest.
Sure, no problem. Always love to talk about the agenda and the speakers. I think there's a couple that are going to be very interesting to the folks in Santa Fe. Of course, we always have Councilor Carol Romero-Worse panel session on the New Mexico track. That has yourself, Christine, Jesse Roach, the director. That's always an interesting panel because it talks about what you've been working on and what is on a look forward roadmap, your dashboard, if you will, for the coming years. So that gives people an idea of the important topics going on in the city. The other one we're going to have on the New Mexico track is we are updating our green building code. So there's going to be a session on that. And that's a big change in the building, and that it's going to now affect remodels and multifamily. So that's going to be a direct impact to the Santa Fe area. And I'm pretty very excited about that one. But looking at the national track, we always are very, very lucky to get some really wonderful people in. We have one that the city's been working on with the EPA. And so this will be the first presentation on a work project that's been going on for 2 years with the city. And that's talking about water, the cost of water and water savings programs from an energy perspective. So it's really linking energy costs and water costs all in one thing. And that's really been shepherded by Jonah Shine at the EPA, and he'll be presenting that topic. I'm very excited about that piece of work finally coming out from behind the curtains and people seeing it, because that piece of work is put Santa Fe in, again, a leading position in the country when it's looking at their water and the cost of water and what we're doing. And then other cities will be able to model using that work that we're doing with the EPA. So that's an industry-leading piece of work that we're going to talk about at the Next Generation Water Summit. Another one is going to be one of my favorites, Laura Allen, who I think has one of the leaders in the gray water movement in the country. She has two books out on gray water. She'll be presenting the results of a workshop we're having this year, The Barriers to Gray Water Adoption. And so she'll be in person at the summit for anybody that has read Laura's book or interested in gray water. She is a great person to meet. So just coming to the summit to meet her in person would be, you know, a wonderful thing to do. We are also very lucky to have Paula Kehoe from the director of the San Francisco Water Utility out. She's talking about water reuse and all the things that she's working on in water reuse. From a big city perspective, the city of San Francisco is the leader in the country. They're very progressive. They've done some very exciting things out there. She's always a great speaker and talking about the future and the future direction of water and where we can go from an alternative water and a water reuse perspective is always interesting.
Wow, I'm so excited. All of those names, I think, are going to have their own draw, you know, people who follow their work. But it's really great to just see the agenda shaping up, reflect a lot of the questions we get here locally, you know, relative to growth and development and the green building code, as well as, you know, what can people do in their own backyards to really, you know, address these climate challenges coming up. So really exciting, Doug. You know, I think as we get closer to the event, we're going to talk more about some more community events that are going to accompany the summit. But just briefly, you know, what do we sort of have planned for the Saturday following the Next Generation Water Summit on June 7th?
So as always the case, the meeting is not just a meeting on Thursday and Friday. We want you to get out and actually see some wonderful things we're doing in the city. Last year, we did some gray water tours. This year, we're going to talk about fixing your drip irrigation system. And we'll have a workshop put on by Kelly Nance at Firebird, one of the leaders in the city when it comes to drip irrigation. So he'll be putting on a workshop. So that will be on the schedule. So you'll be able to figure out where that is. Always going by the Water Conservation Office. We're going to have at the main office this year because we're going to have some demonstration there. So we'll have some people there, and that's really cool. And then a question that is always an interesting one is, what trees? We live in an arid area. Should we be planting trees? What types of trees? So having a workshop on trees, and I think that will be very interesting. So yes, trees can save water if done correctly. So we're going to talk about trees. So I'm always excited about our community workshops. We always get, 100 or plus people out for those workshops. And normally, right there in June, the weather always turns out to be, knock on wood, very nice. And I'm hoping there that Saturday we have some great weather as well.
Great. Well, that's kind of my favorite day. I mean, it's a lot of learning, you know, the 5th and the 6th, but the 7th is where we can really showcase everything that we've learned from the summits and ways that we connect with the community on concerns, on resources that they want from us. And there really was a lot of discussion about wanting more hands-on tours, you know, workshops where people could really learn by doing, sort of, and learning from our local experts. And so we're happy to showcase our local community experts as leads on these workshops. And, you know, it's going to be a great collaboration. So super exciting, Doug. You know, I mean, as it gets closer, I know it's going to come so quickly, but, you know, are there any other thoughts or anything you want to leave our listeners with as we close the show today?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and the city of Santa Fe, but we have a host of other sponsors which are listed on the website, and I really want to thank them. The Office of State Engineer, the county, Santa Fe County is also a supporter. We've got a lot of supporters, and that's really what makes this event possible for all our local people to attend both virtually and in person. So I really, really want to thank those sponsors for helping us put on a great event every year. We also have a mayor's reception or an evening reception, and that's on Thursday night. And for those that are interested, they'll be more information about that coming out. So that's always a fun event. The evening, that would be the evening of the 5th. We all get together and network. You're able to meet some of the speakers. Laura will be there. There'll be a host of speakers there that will be at that event. We'll have a couple poster presentations. Most likely Jonah will be at that event. So Jonah won't be there, but there'll be some other people there from the EPA. That's always a fun event as well. And it's in the evening. And June evenings tend to be beautiful.
And we will also have Esteban and Kesuava there for the Governor's Mansion reception. He always shows up and interviews the speakers and keynotes, and it's always a great chance for us to collaborate also with Kesuava or KSWV.
It's our highlight. I love when we get together and support you on that, Christine. I love the fascinating conversations. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, wonderful. Well, again, we really want to thank everyone for listening to the show. Please go to nextgenerationwatersummit.com and register today. I think it's going to be an exciting opportunity for all of us to really learn from the experts, learn from each other, and really put those thoughts into practice. I did want to just take a few moments now at the end of the show to just talk about somebody really special to the Next Generation Water Summit and to the water conservation team. We were really, really shocked and saddened to learn about the passing of Kim Shanahan. You know, we had a meeting with him the day he passed. It just seemed so unreal. And I just want to express, you know, our gratitude over all of the work that Kim did on behalf of water conservation, sustainable building practices. I mean, he was so active in this city, even while he lived in Costa Rica. And so we just want to pass our condolences on to Kim's family and friends and just really express our just deep sadness over his passing. I think we're all going to learn about Kim and his work as part of the Next Generation Water Summit. But Doug, I don't know if you have any, I'm putting you on the spot, but I just didn't want to end without acknowledging what a loss it was, you know, for all of us.
Thank you for including this topic. It was a huge and remains a huge shock and a loss to the community. Kim was one of the people that helped us form the Next Generation Water Summit out of an old green building event that the Builders Association had. And that's how this event came about, was with Kim's not only ideas, but pushing us to, you know, have this event get off the ground. So he was very, very involved. And even prior to that, he was involved in the WERS water tool that is now a nationwide tool. He was involved in the Green, the Home Builders Association locally, of course, the executive director, but at the national level, pushing the national group to become more and more green. It's a huge pull, and I can't tell you how much I'm going to miss working with him, but also just, you know, his passion and pushing us and continuing to push us to do more and better things.
Yeah, well, really sad news for, you know, all of his family and friends. And I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge him. Just we do want to thank everybody for listening to the show today, learning more about our efforts. And if you would like to learn more about the city's water conservation efforts, you know, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com. And, you know, we both hope that you have a wonderful day.